Welcome to season one of Why Play Anywhere Else, a Sticks baseball podcast powered by JKR Baseball. We are the podcast by the players, for the players. My name is Jay Shrigling, and I'll be your host. With that being said, Arkansas Sticks president, Coach Chase Brewster, is always on the lookout to enhance the opportunities for all of his players across the country and enhance his program in general. We believe this podcast is another aspect to that goal. Be ready for some in-depth conversation and some genuine content here on the Why Play Anywhere Else podcast. Let's dig into today's episode after a word from our sponsor. Episode sponsor is JKR Baseball. After starting as the JKR podcast less than 2 years ago, 2023 will be a year of expansion. That expansion not only includes this podcast, but the potential for an entire baseball podcast network. Other features and services include event management, collegiate baseball player branding, NIL advisement, and a new blog starting this spring. With this expansion, we are now on the lookout for future young talent with similar mindsets. Are you a college or even a high school student that wants to work in baseball? JKR Baseball might be the place for you to get your foot in the door. If this sounds like something you may be interested in, contact me, Jay Shrigling, at 260-585-4388. But with that being said, let's dig into today's episode. And welcome back to Why Play Anywhere Else, the Sticks baseball podcast powered by JKR Baseball. We are the podcast for the players, by the players. Today we have a very special episode highlighting the Arkansas Sticks softball program and youth baseball in the Arkansas, Texas area. Special guests today include the director of the Sticks softball program, Cameron Forte, the director of the Sticks softball national teams with Jay Lupo, and prospect Kale Looney, located there in Texas. With that being said, how are all you guys doing today? Pumped to have all you guys here on the Why Play Anywhere Else podcast.
Good.
Man, great to be here. We appreciate the opportunity.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Of course. All right. Like I said, pumped to have all you guys here on the show. Before we dig into, you know, the whole softball, baseball questions, I got one question here to start it off. I ask everybody that gets on the podcast. We'll go ahead and start with Kale, go to Coach Forte, go to Coach Lupo. For those who don't know you, how would you introduce yourself? Who exactly are you guys?
I'm Kale Looney. I go to Pleasant Grove Intermediate School, and I'm from Texarkana, Texas.
I'm Cameron Forte. I'm one of the directors of Stick Softball. One thing about me, I'm passionate about this game. Obviously never played softball before, but baseball, softball is my passion. So it's something that's attached to my name.
All right, I'm Jay Lupo. I am from Sheridan. Actually, I'm from Pine Bluff, live in Sheridan. My son kind of came into the Sticks national teams, you know, not on the ground floor when Coach Brew was starting this thing, but pretty early, and got to be good friends with Chase. And when Brandon got out, we had a daughter, Lauren. Coach Brewster had Coach Forte, and we just kind of got – me and Coach Forte got Stick softball rolling together.
Okay. Awesome. I'm super pumped to get rolling into that. Here to start off, I'm going to go ahead and dig in with Kale. I got about 10 or 12 questions here for him. Take a little bit of time. Then we'll go ahead and transition to the softball program, dig into that. So, Kale, let's go ahead. Let's get started with you. So how did you get connected with, you know, Coach Brewster, the Arkansas? I know you're not playing for the Arkansas Sticks, you know, at this moment because of your age, but how did you get connected with the Arkansas Sticks and Coach Brewster?
My dad started an 8U team when I was 7. So he basically just like asked Coach Brewster if he could start one, and he did, and that's just how I got connected with him.
Okay, so I know Coach Brewster said he knows you very well. So what are some of the relationships that you have, you know, with Coach Brewster? I know when Coach Forte joined on, it sounded like he kind of knew who you were as well. What are the relationships you have, with some of those Arkansas Sticks coaches, including Coach Brewster?
I've known him for a good while. We just see each other around most of the time. I saw him a couple days ago at a baseball game, and we've just been talking ever since.
Okay. So, talking about relationships, I know you're planning on going to Pleasant Grove. That's where a bunch of the Arkansas Sticks go. Luke Flanagan, Halter, Spencer Browning, Brenton Clark. What are some of the relationships you have, with those four guys? How do you look up to them? And then even beyond that, are there a couple other Arkansas Sticks that you know very well? Kind of what are those relationships like? And how do you look up to some of those older guys?
I look up to them like MLB players. I like just try to be like them and do my best to act like them. Just do good when I'm playing and work as hard as I can every time I get.
So what are you expecting out of that Pleasant Grove High School team this year? Are you excited to go be watching Spencer go hit some bombs, watch Brent go hit? You excited for that this spring?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Yeah, another coach that I know who I don't believe he's directly connected with the Arkansas Sticks, but I know you train with Coach Cedric Harris. What is that experience like? What are some cool key things that you're learning from him? And when did you get connected with Coach Harris?
I got connected to him with when I was like 7 or 8. I've been hitting with him ever since, and we've just got a really close relationship.
Mm-hmm. So by learning by Coach Harris, learning from all these different coaches as well, what are some of the key things that you've learned from Coach Harris and some of the other coaches you've had so far in your baseball career?
Just be like myself. Don't try to be like anybody else. Just do what I can as hard as I can every time.
Okay. So let's say there's someone here watching your baseball game this spring. Let's say they're writing a scouting report on you, just, talking about who you are. Take us through. I know you said you play a bunch of different positions. What would be that scouting report that if you were a scout that you would write on yourself?
Hardworking, kind of flashy and confident.
There we go. They'd love to hear it. So I know you said you guys are heading down to Baton Rouge this upcoming weekend for your first tournament of the year. So where's that excitement level at as you dig into, your first tournament? And then even beyond that, what are maybe some goals that you have for the 2023 season?
Yeah, it's going to be fun this weekend. And some goals I have, just try to be like myself and just be the best version of me that I can.
Okay. So, with you being, you're 10 years old, correct, Kale?
Yes, sir.
So what is that hardest thing about being a 10-year-old baseball player that you've had to go through, going into this summer, maybe last year as well? What's the hardest thing about being, a youth baseball player here in Texas?
It's hard to be a 10-year-old because you just want to get on the field with all the high school players every chance you get.
Okay. So I know you just don't play baseball. You're also a football basketball player. You said basketball season ended a couple of weeks ago. So what does your schedule look like throughout the year? I mean, you're a busy guy playing three sports. So, you start baseball this upcoming weekend. When does, how long does that take? And then how long is it until you maybe start practicing football as well?
Our baseball season is, I think, until June. And my football season will start at the end of next school year.
Okay. So, with you being a three-sport athlete, how do you juggle playing all three of those sports? Because like I said, you're a busy guy, going from, one sport, maybe taking a week off, if that, and directly going into the next. How do you juggle playing all three of those sports?
I just keep my parents really busy.
I'm sure. With you playing all three of these sports, what is your favorite? I know you're on a baseball podcast, so is baseball your favorite? Where does that come into play? And then what's your best sport as well?
Baseball's probably my favorite, and I think I'm best at baseball too.
Okay. So I know we talked about it before we started recording. So when you're playing football, playing basketball, playing baseball, what are those different positions that you're actually playing when you're out there, on the field and on the court?
For basketball, I play point guard. For football, I play wide receiver.
Okay.
And quarterback for football too. And for baseball, I play pretty much all over.
Okay. So I know you're still a couple years away from, playing for the actual Arkansas Sticks, playing for Pleasant Grove. But what are you looking forward to most of actually playing for Coach Brewster and the Arkansas Sticks and then also playing for Pleasant Grove, which is a very dominant high school program there in Texas?
I'm probably looking forward to being with Coach Fincher and Coach Brewster a lot, just bonding a better relationship with them and learning what they teach the high school kids.
All right. Well, Kale, I've got two more questions here for you. You know, maybe, you know, end it off talking about, you know, beyond your career here a little bit. So, you know, you still got what, 7, 8 years before you head to college? What is that dream college that you would love to go play collegiate baseball at? And why are they your favorite school?
I would probably have to say Arkansas, because I'm going to Washington this Friday, and probably because my uncle played for Arkansas as a football player, and my whole family Razorback fans.
Okay, so who's Arkansas play this weekend?
I think they play Texas.
Ooh, that's going to be a good matchup. You know, I love Texas and Arkansas baseball, obviously. But when you're looking at the Razorbacks team, who are some of those guys that you know? I know Josh Hyman was an Arkansas stick. Sean Fitzpatrick. I know Coach Brewster talks about all these different guys who go play for the Razorbacks. Who's your favorite Razorback right now?
Probably Peyton Stovall.
Peyton Stovall. Yeah, I've heard that name a lot. He's a pitcher, correct?
I think so, yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So, Kale, down to my final question here for you. So let's say, you know, you go, you know, make it to go play collegiate baseball somewhere, you know, potentially go play pro baseball. What would be that dream endorsement deal that you would love to have, you know, 8, 10 years and even beyond that down the road?
Probably DeMarini or Wilson.
Okay. So you use DeMarini right now and use Wilson in the field right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome. Two great brands there. But no, Kale, that's all the questions I got for you. Like I said, you want to stay on and kind of listen about the Arkansas Sticks softball program, you're more than welcome. I'm going to kind of go ahead and transition it. Talk to Coach Forte, talk to Coach Lupo, dig into the softball program. But Kale, just super thankful for you coming on the show. I know I see your name pop up a lot when I'm scrolling through Instagram and I'm like, oh, Kale Looney 2031 liked my post. So I really appreciate the support from you and your dad there as well. Just thanks for coming on the show, Kale.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. All right, guys. So digging into the softball transition here a little bit. So I want you guys to kind of go ahead, talk about, you know, how you guys started your coaching career a little bit. I assuming both you guys being guys and potentially played, you know, baseball growing up. How did that transition to, you know, actually coaching softball? Let's start with Coach Forte, go to Coach Lupo here for to start out, and then we'll go ahead and change up that lineup afterwards.
So I started coaching my daughter when she was 8 and under, machine pitch. And, you know, I remember a time when I was actually being an assistant coach, and we were in a district tournament. The tournament was – we were in a championship game. And, man, it was just so fun. Like, I don't know what it was about that game, but it was like it brought me back to the competitiveness that I did my whole life. And so we had a championship game the next day, and I was supposed to be at work. Work in the graveyard, and I called into work so I didn't miss that game. Like, it was an 8U pitching machine, and dude, like, it was like ever since then, like, softball has been life. Like, it hasn't stopped since. And man, it just, you know, being out there on the other side of the fence, it's different, but it's very, very fun. And man, I enjoy it. I wouldn't trade it for anything, man. And you know, I played baseball for 20 years and played some college ball. And I don't think I've had as much fun as I do coaching these girls. Like, it's very, very fun.
Okay. First off, I want to establish that I was nowhere near as good of a player as Coach Forte was. So I want to get that out there right now. But my story's similar. Yeah, I played at Pine Bluff High School, which was a, you know, it was pretty much a dynasty in the 90s. And, you know, I just got a little burnt out on it, didn't pursue any next level options. But when I had kids, rediscovered my passion for it and through my son. And really, I coached him all the way up until he started playing for the Sticks at, I guess, 16U, 15U. And, you know, that's about the time Lauren was coming into about 11 years old. You know, we actually started her in baseball when she was 9 and 10 because Brandon's schedule didn't allow for us to play travel softball. And, you know, but I knew once Brandon went to the Sticks that, you know, my time with Brandon was over and it was time to transition with Lauren. Started coaching softball, and just like Coach Forte said, I'm really not sure I've ever had this much fun doing anything, playing, coaching baseball. Softball is a blast. I mean, it's an absolute blast. And, yeah, we're going strong, having a great time, and it's just been a really rewarding experience. Like, I'm a teacher by trade and got into it to coach, but, you know, I like what I'm doing right now so much that I don't think I ever want to coach at school, because it's just – this is so much fun, traveling the country and playing softball. You know, it's just fun.
Yeah. So, Forte, did you coach baseball before you coached softball, or did you
dress never softball? Look, I've never coached anything before I started coaching softball. Okay. Been only a player. Only a player. And, you know, but everybody had to start somewhere. And it just, you know, my past of athletics, you know, it helped me through this. And not only my past, but, you know, being around Brewster, and, you know, I got a couple guys that I played high school and college ball with, and they actually coach at the high school I went to. So, I mean, you know, I'm around it a lot, but I've never coached. I've never even coached baseball. It's been softball. So,
okay.
Again, like Lupo said, it's rewarding. It really is. And just as, again, to be on the other side of the fence, in a you know, obviously baseball and softball are similar, but, you know, it's different. You know, it's just being around these girls and getting to see this side of the sport, man, is great. And just, you know, the women's sports are growing, you know, nationwide, worldwide, and it's just, you know, that I have my hand in it too.
Mm-hmm.
Man, so for coach, it's been rewarding.
Yeah, I'm sure. So for Coach Lupo, you said you coached baseball at first with the softball. You know, during that transition, what was that transition like? Maybe some things that were tough, maybe some things you enjoyed. Is there a comparison when you're coaching, you know, youth guys for baseball compared to youth girls for softball? Like, what is
that? Man.
I mean, softball, baseball, it's similar, but also, I mean, it's different. So
absolutely. Absolutely. It's a big difference. And just the, you know, you talk about coaching boys and then coaching girls. That's a huge difference in itself, especially teenage girls and teenage boys. But strategically, yeah, there's some difference. You know, softball is so much about speed. Like, everything happens so fast. Like in baseball, you know, you got the dudes on the left side of the infield with absolute hoses. They bobble a ball at shortstop or something, they've still got the juice to get the out. Softball, you bobble a ball, it's over. They're going to get on base. There's no doubt. You've got the slappers, you know, which you don't have in baseball, to where they literally, they're just trying to hit a ground ball to the left side and beat it out to first base. And so, to me, that was the biggest adjustment, baseball to softball, is speed. It's faster. It's a faster game, in my opinion.
Yeah. So both you guys mentioned that, you know, when you guys first started coaching, you guys' passion came back pretty much right away from when you guys were actually, you know, playing ball on the field. So what was that toughest transition of going from, you know, a ball player to, you know, however many years that was in between that gap, to going actually coaching on the other side of the fence? What were some of those toughest transitions for each of you guys?
I think my toughest transition was actually having to get a younger female to understand what I'm trying to get them to do. That's coaching in general. I mean, everybody learns different. So, especially not having the knowledge to coach before I started coaching, I think it was a challenge. And, you know, the challenge is, you know, trying to get these kids to understand and to really buy into what you're teaching them, but you got to get them to trust you first. So, I mean, I think that it was the challenge to get back into to competing and trying to get these kids to really just buy into what you're preaching.
Right, right. And I agree with that 100%. For me, you know, I got a nice little break after high school. I was a frat boy at Fayetteville, and, you know, I lived my best life there for a while. And like I said, having kids brought me back close to the sport. And, you know, you get passionate about it again, and you get that bug again. And, you know, with Brandon, I'm such a better coach with Lauren than I was with Brandon. It's like anything else, you get better the more you do it, the more experience you get. And that's really been a rewarding thing for me to kind of look back and, you know, see how much better of a coach I am today than I was 10 years ago. And so that's been the best part of the transition for me.
Okay. So before Coach Lupo, before you joined on from talking to Coach Forte, from my understanding of it, it sounds like you guys started together when it came to the softball program and then the Arkansas State, you know, a little bit after that. So whoever wants to go ahead and kind of tell this story, how did you two get connected first off to start your guys' program? And then, you know, how long was it until, you know, you guys started, you know, joined on with the Arkansas Sticks, became underneath that Sticks brand, co-branded? Just, I guess, whoever wants to tell that story, what exactly is that story? How did you guys get connected?
Cam, you want to go or you want me to take it?
Well, it all started with Brewster. I mean, that's, you know, yeah. without him, you know, we're not here right now. So, I mean, that's where it started from. Obviously, me and him been best friends since we were knee high to a grasshopper. So, I mean, we've always been best friends. Like that guy there, like, he's my brother. He's been great to me. And him having so much success with the baseball side, it only made sense to do something for the girls. And you know, that just builds the brand. And you know, that's how me and I got introduced to Lupo through Chase. And, you know, it was just kind of like, you know, we were both coaching our daughters at the time, and it was just the right timing to start it. And I will say, I think Lupo does a little better job than I do with the organization part. He's great at it, man. He really is. And, you know, again, you know, with females, you have to – you know, there's a certain way you got to go about things, and you know it challenges both of us. But I think with our differences, you know, we're in two different cities, but I think we make things work. And I think we do a great job together.
Absolutely. Can I piggyback on that for a minute?
Of course. Go ahead.
Okay. I obviously. Chase is Coach Brew. He's the reason we're together. You know, like I mentioned, my son was on the Sticks national teams for 3+ years and got to play for Chase. I got to know him real well. And just bottom line, point blank, and I'm glad he actually bailed today because I wouldn't want him to hear me saying this, but the guy's a genius. He's a genius, a business genius, and just, he set the model for us. Like, it's easy. Like, you just do what Brewster did with baseball and you're going to have success. And that's literally all I've done in Central Arkansas. Now Cam is being very coy about how much success I've had and what he's doing down there, because his group's just younger than mine. And, you know, we were kind of forced into the showcase game soon after we became Sticks and have had to learn a lot on the fly. And so, you know, I know that I've talked to Coach Brewster, and I know I've mentioned it to Coach Forte too. We're going to have a meeting of the minds coming real soon between all three of us. And, you know, I think it's going to be a good thing for the whole softball program, because we're all on the same page. We all love the Sticks. We want to build it to be as good as it can be. And like I said, Coach Bruce showed us the way. So, but Cam's doing a great job down there in Texarkana. And I have no doubt this thing, it's going to be a monster here down the road. It really is.
No, I'm sure. I mean, like you said, you know, Coach Brewster is a genius. From just, you know, the 2-hour conversation I had with him on the podcast and even beyond that, you know, off the record, just talking about different things he's got going on. You know, it's really cool to see how he's built this program here the past 5-6 years, however long it's been. All right, so let's go ahead. Let's flip this order around. Let's start with Coach Lupo. Go to Coach Forte. So, Coach Lupo, you mentioned how when you guys joined the Arkansas Sticks, that also kind of meant that you guys were, you know, part of the showcase softball as well. So take us through, you know, what that was like going from, you know, maybe just, you know, staying regionally there in Arkansas, Texas area to go into, you know, showcase ball. And then now, like, even beyond that, what does showcase softball look like? You know, I'm used to talking to, you know, top baseball prospects where they're down to Georgia every other weekend. So what does that look like for softball for both of you guys? Let's go ahead and let's dig into that.
Okay, absolutely. It's very similar. And, you know, we progressed into that. We were not ready for that day one. But again, Coach Brew, he showed us the blueprint, and you got to have a good team first. It's got to start with a good team. And that's what we worked on that first year we started Stick Softball, is building my team to really be a really good team. And it was. We played primarily regionally that first fall and had a ton of success. And then we've kind of broadened our horizons since. And, you know, the beautiful thing for Coach Forte's crew, because his crew's about to embark on the showcase journey here coming up after this spring. They'll be moving in to the high school ball. And I get to make all the mistakes and screw up. And I can tell Cam, hey, no, don't pay $3,000 to go to that. There ain't no coaches at that. So, you know, you've kind of had to learn a little bit on the fly, but they're very similar in the sense that, you know, there's meccas of softball that you go to. And like, you know, Atlanta, Georgia is the place in baseball. I probably, you know, while Brandon was playing for the Sticks, I probably went to Atlanta 10, 12 times, honestly. And in softball, it's kind of Oklahoma City, Kansas City. Those are big time areas with the really big time softball, but you're still playing in front of colleges. You're still playing, you know, that's the goal. And I'll be honest with you, softball wise, for whatever reason, luck of the draw, I have no clue. You know, we played in front of some really big schools. I mean, this fall we were playing them. I looked up Arkansas, Texas, Texas A&M, the University of Texas, Texas Tech, Nebraska. They were all sitting there watching our game. Now, they weren't watching. I don't think they were watching us. I think they were watching the team we were playing. But it was still an awesome thing for our girls to see. And, you know, and it was really cool for me to see as well. And so long story short, it's the same thing. I mean, you're all playing for the same reason, and that's to get your kids in front of coaches and get them opportunities at the next level. And, you know, it works real similar in terms of that.
Coach Forte, do you want to take back on that, or do you want me just to move on to the next question?
So, no, because, you know, I'm not in the showcase yet, so I really don't have, you know, a leg to stand on with that. But I will say, you know, it is good that, you know, we are coming in behind them, because like you said, we get to learn from their mistakes.
Absolutely.
Not only that, we get to, you know, go ahead and get in front of this and, you know, tell these girls, you know, what these recruiters or these scouts are looking for, what, you know, what not to do. You know, always be ready. You know, I've always told my girls, I was actually drafted as a catcher. The scout wasn't there to see me. They were coming to see our shortstop, and I just happened to have a good game. So you just never know. I know he said that none of those coaches were there to watch his team, but you never know. They may see some. So we just trying to build them up to say, hey, when we start to get in front of these kind of coaches, this is what needs to happen. And this is how you need to act. So, I mean, so like he said, it's just good for us to, you know, be that young. So we just kind of start them early, because it seems like the more we get going, like the younger these kids are starting to get offers. They're, you know, the kids are just, I don't know what it is they're putting in the water, but like these kids are really, really good at a young age. So we're having to start a lot of things sooner than when I played. So, I mean, again, I just piggybacking off what Coach said, you know, just trying to get these girls ready. That's all what this is about.
Yeah. So for Coach Lupo, with you coaching that older age group to now where you guys are, you know, the collegiate coaches might not be there, you know, watching some of your players in specific, but watching other teams, you know, maybe, you know, drawing interest some of your girls. Have you played any role in that recruiting process at all at this point? Has there been college coaches reaching out to you? And then to piggyback on that for Coach Forte, what are you looking forward to you know, maybe, you know, making those connections with coaches here down the road and helping your girls get to that next level?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. And I mean, it's crazy how fast it grows. Like, I mean, really, since Saturday, I've talked to four different college coaches about one or two of our girls. And we just had a girl commit yesterday. Actually, our last 2023, they're all committed now. And you know, that game I was talking about there, Arkansas Tech was also at that game, which that's a really good Division II program. They got a lot of momentum right now. The new coach, she's great. And, you know, my center fielder in that game made a diving catch, late full extension. She had an 8-2 put out where she gunned a kid down at the plate and she doubled. Well, Arkansas Tech invited her to campus after that, and she's since gotten an offer from them and, you know, really has some great opportunities before. And she did that in that game. She made plays in that game, and that's how she got noticed. And so, you know, for us, you know, I think as far as me and Cam go, what I can do is tell him, yes, we played in that event and there were coaches there, just so his girls have that opportunity to do the same thing. That's how it works. I mean, I saw, you know, I Missouri, I remember, offered one of Brandon's teammates after one game. They saw him make a play and they offered him. That's really that. It works like that to an extent. Softball's a little more, they want them on campus. They want them coming to camps. The camps are a little more prevalent in softball, and they don't quite throw the offers around like they do in baseball. But it, again, it's a real similar game to the baseball side in that the goal is to get in front of the college coaches. And, you know, we've kind of, over the last year, we've kind of learned some of the events that will guarantee you that, and then some of the events that advertise it, but it's not really the same. And so I definitely think we can help Coach Forte navigate a national schedule as soon as his girls, you know, get to that age and are ready to play.
So for Coach Forte, are you looking forward to, you know, potentially building those relationships with collegiate coaches, helping those girls get to that next level?
Absolutely. You know, one thing I've learned from Brewster is, you know, it's who you know. You know, if you know a lot of people, good things can happen. You know, if you're good to people, you know, they're going to help you out. So, I mean, it's not that we want a handout or anything, but it's, you know, we want to, you know, build these relationships to make sure that, you know, these girls get the athletic and academic scholarship that they deserve. You know, building those relationships with those coaches is going to in turn help those coaches program. So, you know, if they come from Sticks, we want to make sure that it's, hey, like, if they come from us, they know that, hey, they're getting a top tier player. And, you know, that's what it's about. And not only a player, but a person at that. So, you know, we're not only building athletes, but we're building women also. So, you know, the women need us men in their lives just as much as we need them in ours. So, you know, we need to make sure that, you know, we're doing our part as coaches and as just human beings to, you know, help the next person progress.
Mm-hmm. So since you guys, you know, came together, you guys were, you know, you got started your own program, joined the Arkansas Sticks with Coach Brewster. How have you guys grown since that? I assume, I mean, you guys probably have what teams at each age group, or I mean, every other age group or whatever. I'm sure it's not just you two on that softball coaching staff or the softball staff for the Arkansas Sticks. So how have you guys grown, you know, hired new coaches? What does that kind of look like for both of you guys? And then even beyond that here, added on to that, like, I know you guys both have different job titles when it comes to, you know, director of softball, director of Sticks national softball program, however they're worded. What are your guys' job duties as well when it comes with those job titles? We can just go ahead and stick with that same order from Lupo to Forte.
Okay. You know, the titles and stuff, that's all Brew. I have no clue what my title is. All I know is that, you know, when we started this, I'd always tell Brew, hey, it's about time to start Stick softball. We got to get this going. You know, my girl's about to be 14, blah, blah, blah. And he would always be like, hey, yeah, absolutely, Lupo, we're going to do it. My buddy, he's got a girl. Yeah, he's ready to go. You're ready to go. We're going to start it. Now, obviously, he was talking about Cam. And, so from a title perspective, for me, my goal has always been is to just build the sticks, build it, make it as good as it possibly can. And I think, Coach Forte and I can work 100% together and use each other's experiences and knowledge to kind of help each other's programs out. Because even though we're both sticks, we're in two totally different locations. I'm more in Central Arkansas, and which I think that's why we've grown a lot pretty fast, because the sticks carry such a brand name in Arkansas. I mean, everybody knows the sticks. I mean, because of what Chase has done in baseball, and Coach Forte's down there in that South Arkansas, the Texas area. And so I think there's a lot of potential to really, really, I'm not gonna say be bigger than baseball. I would never say that, but I think there's certainly potential here. And Coach Brewster, I think, recognizes that there's two guys who are passionate about it and care about it. And my dealings with Coach Forte have always been 100%, positive. He everybody who meets Coach Forte that talks to me about him has nothing but good things to say. And I'm really excited about working with him going forward. Like, I think it's gonna be a really cool thing for me and him both to watch this name grow.
So as far as the job title, I really don't care about it. My job is girls better. That's my passion. I want to make sure that every girl that crosses my path that loves softball, give them a little bit of my knowledge. And that's my job, is to pass what the other dads when I was growing up gave to me. It's my job to pass it on down. So that's my job. I'm just the middleman. So the title, it doesn't mean anything, but it means everything to me to be a part of somebody else's journey. And being able to do this with Coach Lupo, I mean, I don't know if I've met another guy that is passionate about this game as Lupo. And I appreciate the kind words that you gave me, but I promise you, he has a lot more connections, know more, a lot more people than I do, and I promise you, I've never heard an ill word about him. And so you get two people together that are passionate about something, we can make something work.
Absolutely, James.
Especially when you got Brewster over here on the side. Like, it just makes it even better. So I mean, again, the title means nothing, and it means everything to me to see other people succeed. And I hope one of those is my daughter. If it's not, it's gonna be somebody else that we know. And I treat my daughter just like I would treat any other kid that crosses my path. If you want to go get something, you want to go to college, you gotta do X, Y, Z. And if you don't, then you just won't get those results. So I mean, just going through this, going in this as a coach, as a human, we want the best for the next person. That's my job.
All right, so I got three questions here left for you guys. Let's go ahead. Let's flip the order around one more time. Start with Coach Forte, go to Coach Lupo. So you guys talk about growth and how much you guys have grown since being with the Arkansas Sticks. And what are some of these next steps you guys see from your guys' vision that are going to grow this Arkansas Sticks softball program, in the coming years? Like, what is that vision for you guys, and what are some of those next steps?
Well, for the main reason for getting these girls to go to college, the growth is going to come from girls that Lupo's already got signed. Like, when other girls start seeing that, they're going to be like, whoa, like, okay, I have an opportunity by coming to the Sticks. Now, I know, there's other organizations out there that are great with, getting kids out there, but they can't get every kid in the world. So, I mean, so they got to have an avenue to go through too. So, I feel like, these girls, they get the opportunity to go get exposed, and I think that this is just where we need to be. So, it's going to be a great thing.
Yeah, I completely agree with what Cam said. And I can speak from the parents' perspective. I've been through the recruiting process. My son actually ended up signing with Arkansas, and he's 100% right. What attracted me to the Sticks was all these kids that were starting to get signed. the best players in Brandon's grade and like the grade above him, guys like Tink Hintz. I know we all know who Tink is. And once those kids started being sticks, I said, hey, this guy may be, he may not be full of it. He may be telling the truth. And, you know, your success builds other success. That's why I said we only had four 2023s. We only have four of them in our softball program on the Central Arkansas side. But every one of them has signed or is committed to the next level. We've got a couple of 24s that are already committed. We've got some 25s with offers. And so that's how you build things. You build it with people. That's how Brewster did it. He did it by being personable. Well, you can check me and Cam off on that list. Both of us are personable, likable people. You know, I think those are strengths of both of ours. And then he did it with just the recipe, man, the promotion, the Twitter. I mean, it is unbelievable to me. Even the biggest competition we would have in the state, the other organizations who, like Cam said, do a great job. It is stunning to me how little they're using that platform. That is a supremely powerful platform in recruiting. It's how Arkansas first heard about my son when he was 14, was Twitter. I mean, that's a 100% fact. And we are way ahead of the game in softball in terms of that right there. And so, again, Coach Brewster just showed the pathway, man. Well, all me and Coach Cam got to do is follow it. And I think we're both doing a real good job of that.
Yeah. I mean, the power of social media is crazy nowadays. Like, you know, that's how, you know, the Sticks have grown. That's how, I mean, all these different other travel programs. If you're a travel baseball softball program that's utilizing social media, I mean, you have people who are committed and signing with all these different schools. I mean, that, like you said, I mean, that is a key part of the recipe when it comes to, you know, succeeding. But, you know, so Coach Forte and I and Kale even talked about this before you joined. We had a conversation on where do we think the Arkansas Sticks are located? You know, especially Coach Bruce is in Texarkana. Coaches are located all throughout the state, sometimes in Texas, Oklahoma, it's the surrounding states. So for each of you guys, you keep it the same order for Forte to Lupo. Where's the majority of your guys' roster come from? Is it majority Arkansas? Are there girls who are coming from out of state? What does that look like? And do you kind of keep seeing that stay the same these next couple of years?
So like I told you before, we got girls from all four states, Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana. So Texarkana's on the border of Texas, Arkansas. So and Louisiana. So we're all right there. But my area is not as broad, I guess you would say, as where Lupo is. I think he has a bigger pool from, but we just, you know, we're going to do what we can do. That's all we can do, control what we can control. And, you know, I think that it's going to continue to grow. It's going to spread out further. The more, you know, the more the name gets out there, you know, we're going to get to those big cities at some point. So we're going to keep growing it until we do. You know, we're in a small city. So, you know, right now we're competing with a lot of those Dallases, you know, some of the big cities. And, you know, one of the biggest things that I wanted to do was, you know, I didn't want all the girls from the small town have to go to a big city to get the kind of training or the kind of exposure that they get in the big city. I was like, we can do that right here in a small town. And, you know, I just feel like, you know, it was capable. And we're going to make sure that it happens. However we got to do it, we're going to make sure it gets done. And we're going to get it done the right way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad Coach Forte mentioned that when he was a couple 20 minutes ago, when he was really bragging on me, I meant to say this actually, but he's 100% right. The pool that we're dealing with in Central Arkansas is way bigger than what he's dealing with down there right now. And it's allowed us to kind of branch out. Like my team has I got two players from Joplin, Missouri. I've got a player from Miami, Oklahoma. I've got kid from El Dorado, Monticello, Sheridan, Whitehall. Let's see, Little Rock, several from the Little Rock, Bryan area. On some of our other teams, we've got Louisiana. One of our teams is coached by Beth Barcroft, who's the head coach at South Arc Community College down there in El Dorado. And the majority of her team, about, I'd say, six girls are from Louisiana. And so we've really branched out there already. And I think that that's just something you'll continue to see from the Sticks, because as we have more and more success, more and more kids from different states join, I think you'll see it continue to grow. I mean, that's exactly what happened with Coach Brewster. Brandon's 15-year-old national team was all Arkansas kids. Every one of them, they were from Arkansas. Brandon's 17U national team had four Arkansas kids on it, and the rest were from Florida, Oregon, Texas, Minnesota. I mean, South Carolina, they were from everywhere. And so it's just part of the growth process, I think. And I think he's 100% right. I think that as we grow, those girls in Texas, in Louisiana, in Oklahoma, and all throughout Arkansas are going to see, we don't have to go to Kansas City, Oklahoma City, Dallas, or New Orleans to play high-level ball and get exposure to the next level.
Yeah. All right, guys. So I got one final question here for both of you guys. So I'm sure I kind of know somewhat what this answer is going to be already, but you guys can dig into it a little bit more. Final question here on the Why Play Anywhere Else podcast. So when it comes to motivations, I'm sure your daughters are big parts of that motivations to continuously, you know, coach, continuously, you know, grow that Sticks brand. But what are some of those motivations that you guys have to, you know, keep coaching your daughters, helping other girls get to the next level, helping the Arkansas Sticks grow their brand? What are some of those motivations that you guys have within the game of softball?
I think my motivation is just the love of the game. It's been my whole life. And I just think that, you know, being able to be around softball as much as possible, why wouldn't you want to do that? Why wouldn't you want to do – and that's one thing that, you know, Brewster, I swear every – at least once a year he sends me this J. Cole interview. And he talks about, you know, why we spend our whole life going to a job we hate. Why wouldn't you try to do something that you love to do every single day if it was possible? And, you know, that's kind of where my motivation came from. It's like, it makes sense. Like, we live our whole life do stuff that we don't do. Like, let's do something that you love to do. Let's enjoy life. And, you know, if I get that much joy from coaching softball or being around softball, like, why wouldn't I try to do that all the time? And it only makes sense. And, you know, to the normal person, it's like, you coach youth softball. Like, it doesn't seem big to them, but to me, it's like, I'm changing girls' lives. Like, that's bigger than Fortune 500 to me, is being able to change people's lives. And, you know, I know Brewster, you know, he talks about that a lot on his podcast. And it's, you know, that's the whole goal. We want to be the light in somebody's life. And just through softball, you know, people do it through other avenues, but the origin happened to be softball. And it's just, you know, we want to build on that and continue to do that as long as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Cam nailed it, man. Changing lives. That's what it's about. And that's where it gets really rewarding. You know, like I told you, I became a teacher to become a coach. So coaching is what I wanted to do. It's my dream. And so it gives me that opportunity, but, you know, and my daughter plays, my daughter's on my team, but she's already informed me she doesn't want to go play college softball. She's a big volleyball player and loves that. And so if she plays anything in college, it'll be volleyball. So my only dog in the fight is seeing all of these Sticks girls get recruited and get to achieve their dreams, you know, helping them on their pathway to life. And Cam absolutely nailed it. That's the most rewarding thing to this, and by far the biggest motivation for me.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, that's the final question here I have for both of you guys here on the Why Play Anywhere Else podcast. You know, super pumped to kind of, you know, get to know what this Sticks softball program is about. I know Coach Brewster texted me last week and wanted this to happen. I'm like, let's go ahead. You know, I always love, you know, digging into how programs have been built, you know, what the visions are for the future, stuff like that. So just very, very thankful for you guys coming on the show. I love spotlighting you guys here in the Sticks softball program. So just like I said, thanks for coming on the show, and, you know, best of luck, as I'm sure the season's probably getting ready to start for both of you guys. So best of luck here this upcoming year, the years to come, as you guys continue to build that stick softball program. But no, just thanks for coming on the Why Play Anywhere Else podcast.
Thanks for having us, man. We really appreciate it. Hey, and Chase Bruce, we appreciate you too, man. We couldn't do this without you.
Absolutely. Well, I'm very glad to get on here with Coach and talk softball. And he's right. Brew is the inspiration behind all this. He laid the pathway, and we're just following it. So, absolutely. Coach, you take it easy down there. I love my freaking hat,
sir.
Dude. Yeah,
sir.
So it looks good.
Love it, man.
All right, man. Good luck, buddy. Take it easy.